This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to another Joy 94.9 Joycast. Due to copyright restrictions, the music has been edited to make this Joycast possible.
Joy 94.9. Tune in a couple of times and you'll be moving in.
Joy 94.9, a track recorded especially for Vivian St. James. Now, for 20 years, she's been the toast of the town. She's raised the barrier of drug performing in Melbourne. And joining me in the studio, drag.
Sorry, drag. I won't have you defaming a friend like that.
Yes. Pussy Willow and Tabitha Turlington, welcome
the
to Joy.
The only thing she packed was two double Ds, wasn't it?
Good afternoon. Hi, Paul. How are you?
I'm good. Let's start off by telling the world and Joy 94.9, who is Pussy Willow?
A very miserable, overweight man who dresses as a woman.
And who is Tabitha Turlington?
She's fantastic. It's actually Tabitha T. Turlington. The T stands for terrific.
And I'm Pussy Ann Willow. Ann stands for Ann.
Anonymous.
Now, you guys have been performing in Melbourne for how long?
I've been performing myself for probably, I don't know, 15, 16 years.
And I'm new to the scene, relatively new. I started out working at another venue with the lovely Paris years ago and then started working at another venue with Paris at another time and then with you then. And
but I think you actually started out in the kitchen, didn't you?
So unnecessary to bring up. Yes, I was a dish pig.
That's right. Thank you.
It's not necessary to be that sort of thing. I'm Tabitha.
Tell them how you clean the plates.
With my tongue.
Yes.
Terrible.
They were never cleaner.
Now, Tabitha, you're very well known for your quick wit and that whining screech that you have.
Once
right
again,
now.
You're defaming my friends, Paul. That's
I don't know. What's the screech?
Which
is actually stolen from Kerry Legault.
The godmother of drag in Melbourne.
Because it was only because people were never ready to come out on stage. You'd say, oh, the next performer is Dorian Manganini. And then they wouldn't be ready. So then you go, make her, and it'll be so long to give them time because they're so lazy. They're sitting in front of the mirror, thinking how beautiful they are, putting on lip gloss, spraying their hair, having a cigarette, drinking, doing anything but being ready to go on stage. So it would always be,
Thanks, Tab. That was great.
Or some of them would just be eating.
Oh.
What's your connection with Vivian St. James?
Well, I think first and foremost, we're friends first, and then we work together as well. Vivian and I sort of met years ago at a warehouse party. Remember those warehouse parties they used to have in...
That you weren't allowed to go to?
No, I was allowed to go to them. I was a good lady. I was a good girl. I was a bit of a whore, a bit of a slut, but I was also a good girl. And I think the first one was a rehearsal, and we saw Vivian. I was like, oh my God, you know, she's stunning, she's lovely. And then we chatted, and she was, you know, she was sort of new to doing all that. Well, not as new as I was, of course. And we just talked to her, and we sort of became friends from there, and we eventually ended up working together. So I think
is that
that's how I met Vivian.
It is a phone.
Weren't we told to turn phones off?
Our phone is off. How I met. And then we started working together. And then even though we stopped working together, we continued to be friends.
And I started off as a fan and then was lucky enough to become a friend. Yeah, lover. Good value.
Okay, now look, I don't know Vivian that well, and this is why I decided to do a tribute show for her and asked around town. The people most mentioned were both of you.
Well, a lot of other people that couldn't make it, so you got us.
Well, no, them as well. But the people that I've worked with and the venues that I've worked at have always had a very kind word to say about Vivian. What do you think was about her personality that sort of gave that off?
She was very good at hiding her real self. No, I'm joking. No, she's just always Vivian like lived to perform. She looked every day like she was going to go on stage. I mean, it was her life. She loved performing. She loved every aspect of it. She loved the good, the bad, the ugly, the retarded. She loved, you know, all of it. So she really, really got off on watching it, doing it, being part of it. So I think that's why. And if everyone's there at the venue to have a good time, well, then, of course, you're going to get along well with Vivian.
And when you do like everything the way that she did, you'd liked, as you said, the good with the bad. So that's why she would have come across as being one of the more lovely people, because she appreciated even the most awful aspects of what we do. So, Paul, it's very hot in here. Is there air conditioning on?
It's getting hot in here. Oh. So take off all your clothes.
Would you like me to take my top off?
I would love you to take your top off.
I might.
Wearing a bra?
I am, actually.
A minimizer or maximizer?
A sports bra.
Lovely.
Thank you.
Now, we're going to be showcasing some of Vivian's tracks today. Which ones have you got lined up for us?
Well, there are so many to choose from. I mean, we've got like about 20 here, thanks to Jay Johnson, of course, for helping us out with those. But I think Vivian...
But also, it should be noted that a lot of these tracks are actually mixed by Adrian Weiss, who also made many of Vivian's amazing costumes.
I think so. We'll talk about him a little bit later on. And, of course, the lovely Zonex. But I don't know. There's so many to choose from. I think we'll pick now from the Vivian St. James catalogue. We will pick Pussy You Can Choose.
I think we'll pick track 12, Do You Want a Touch?
Which was, of course, from her Shemale show, which was sensational.
Spectacular.
You're on Joy 94.9, it's a Vivian St. James tribute.
Are you a bit drunk?
The most livable city. The most lovable radio. Joy 94.9.
Join 94.9, Paul Anthony and Tabitha T. Turlington, and also Pussy Willow doing the Vivian St. James tribute show.
What?
And I'm never going to get used to that laugh.
It's the laugh of a crazy person.
Okay, now that song that we were having listening to earlier, Do You Want a Touch? Tell us a little about why you chose that one.
Well, that was because Vivian did that in her Shemale show, which she did win an award for. It was a fantastic show. She performed it at the I Speak Really Fast. And all the stuff that I'm saying today, it's only from what I remember from Vivian telling me. So if you go...
Opinions given in this interview aren't those necessarily held by Joy Radio Station. They are, in fact, the opinions of Tabitha Turlington and Pussy Ann Willer.
So if you're thinking, that never happened, well, that's not right, well, it's just what I remember. It's
and
my
Tabitha did go through a very heavy drug phase 3 years ago, so things could be fuzzy.
Yeah, it was really bad on Nurofen Plus. So anyways, Vivian won an award for the Shemale show. She performed
Tixie
at
Licks.
Greyhound.
Tixie Licks!
And then she actually performed at the market. So it was great. And Vivian looked stunning in that. She had this mohawk and it was very sexy. It was, the guys were all in it. It was one of those...
All the boys were pouring at her.
And the guys in the crowd were all... dripping.
It was a very sexy number.
It was very sexy.
She was a very sexy lady.
Not as sexy as you, but very sexy all the same.
Thank you.
So anyway, yes, that was why I chose that track, Shima.
Cool.
But I thought now we'll talk briefly. Oh, you chose it. Sorry, I Pussy chose it. She's just looked at me. She's taken another donut off the plate. She's eaten it. She's
sorry, I choked on the pit.
She's sucking down her banana Big M. And now she's looking at me with death in her eyes. Now, gender bending. Gender bender. Well, gender bending and drag and transsexualism and being a tranny and being a transvestite all mean different things. But Vivian, from what I know, Adrian, if you're listening, you can ring in and tell me more. Of course, Vivian started gender bending. Her parents were Italian and German. One was the other, of course. They weren't the same. And Vivian started gender bending when the gender bending thing became big. Boy George, Marilyn.
What was Marilyn's big hit?
I hear you on the radio. You all the time.
Thank you.
I loved him. I thought he was so cute. Anyway, so she started doing all the gender bending thing, and she used to hang out with like that, you know, the, I think it was like cool set of people, which I think was a young Peter Alexander, and who's that crazy woman that designs clothes?
Alana Hill. Chunky.
And all those sorts of people. I think like Phil Sobrano, Gavin Brown. I think it was that sort of set.
It was a very creative group.
They were very creative. And I think she was razzle dazzle to them in her gender bender days. She loved them and she still spoke fondly of them. And I think everyone that met her years later always said that she never changed. She was pretty much the same person. And the funniest sense of humour, it's that she couldn't really transcend onto a microphone, could she?
It was one of the biggest losses for the entertainment community, gay community, that Vivian St. James didn't do talk spots because she was so, so funny, dry. So hateful she was.
And for everything, and she was quick. She was,
lightning fast.
Just too funny.
Because Vivian had a notoriously deep voice, so she looked like this Varga calendar girl. She was so stunning, but then she had the really deep voice.
Hi, Gunnell.
So it was a juxtaposition that she couldn't quite...
So that was funny. So that was gender bending. Sorry.
Can you tell me what gender bending is?
Well, Tabitha's wearing panties right now, but also a lovely... Peter Jackson suit.
Peter Jackson. It's bending the gender. So instead of being strictly seen as a male, you're bending it so you're looking like a
you're
girl.
You're not sure. Is it a man? Androgynous. Is it a woman?
It's Adam Ant. It's Boy George.
It's a bit
George.
Like you, Paul, with your long feminine hair. So at the back, your hair's very feminine and long.
And
but on the top, you're balding. So you've got male pattern baldness.
And he's got red nail polish on. That's gender bending.
Yes. And when he bent over, I saw a lovely lacy G-string poking out the top.
Would that be why the tow truck driver the other day had a go at me because I had a ponytail? Was that because he was checking me out from behind, thought I was a girl?
No, it was just your feminine walk.
My feminine walk.
No, feminine walk.
You might not have swallowed.
Feminine. Feminine, I can't even say it. I'm never going to go there.
Say girly.
Yes, something like that.
Joy 94.9. Totally bent on your listening pleasure.
Joy 94.9. It's the Vivian St. James tribute with Paul Anthony, Tabitha T. Turlington, and Pussy Willow.
I was only joking about the T. You don't. It's just Tabitha.
It's actually N. For Nola.
For numbnuts.
I was going to say narcotics, but okay.
Once again, oh, defending my friends. That's really unnecessary.
Just because Underbelly's back, it's not like, you know, pick on the poor girl.
It cost us $26 to get here today.
And we're going to be having a chat to the likes of Regime and Barbara Quicksand.
Well, she's at the pram pool today, but she will pick up and she's doing laps.
Right.
The change room.
Cherry Ripe, if she'll answer her phone, and Kerry Lagore. But let's go straight to the phone now, all the way down in Commercial Road. He joins us on the line, Kevin Atwood from the Exchange Hotel. Welcome to Joy 94.9.
Hello. Welcome to you, and welcome to me.
How are you?
Hi, Kevin.
Yes. Hello.
Sounds like you're all
it's
on stage.
Your naughtiest girls.
I just love the girls.
Okay, now, Kevin,
fat one.
Kevin, you've known Vivian St. James for at least 19 years. What can you share with us?
Well, one of the things that always used to stand out with Vivian to me was how professional she was. I mean, she was in a number of shows, particularly Three's Company and Cover Girls with Tabitha, actually.
Yep,
but
that's right.
When she first started the pub, it was quite funny because Lucy was about 20 or 21 or 22.
Kilos lighter.
I think, that wasn't kilos, that was eight. she was with Doreen Manganini, and they used to be in the show together, and one of the things that used to just annoy me, Vivian would be sitting downstairs on a Saturday at 2 o'clock waiting for rehearsal, which was organised for 2 o'clock, and neither of them would turn up, the other two, Doreen and Lucy, because they'd been out all Friday night. They wouldn't ring her, wouldn't tell her. You know, she'd sit there for an hour or more, and she'd all be dolled up looking magnificent, and I used to get furious with them, because Vivian would be there waiting, and then she'd turn around and she'd just say, oh, well, you know, they'll be fine, and she'd go home, and then she'd come back again, and that's what I always used to find with Vivian. She was, out of all the drag queens in those days, she was probably the most professional. She'd always roll up. She'd be there every time we wanted her to do anything, and yeah, she was just special from that.
And she'd always do it again if you wanted to do it again, where the others just wanted to run out the door.
Yeah, so she was a commensurate performer. She just loved it. And she used to come and she'd come full dolled up at the middle of the day, you know, and I'd say, can't she just put on the glasses? And, oh, no, she's got to have the full glam look. And, she put everybody else to shame. But she certainly was one of a kind because she treated everything so professionally. And the whole time she was at the Exchange, right through the 90s, she used to floor everybody. And she obviously kept doing that down the Greyhound. And every time we had her back, the same thing would happen. And so she was just a legend in her own time, even.
Yeah, she was a true stunner, Kevin. We were very lucky to work with her.
I know, exactly. I think you all learned a few things, too.
Well, we did. I mean, the perfect costumes, the perfect, you know, the hair for every number, the, you know, everything she had from start to finish, from the minute she walked into the minute she left.
And she taught me how to eat, Kevin, because she had one of the biggest appetites I've ever known in my life.
She loved barbecue chips from the chip machine at the Exchange Hotel.
Yeah, well, she did, that's right. And I think one of the other things, too, one of the other side things I was just thinking of then when you were talking about glamour was the fact that when she did come to the Exchange, too, I got inundated with, why can't I have jewels like her? Vivian, why can't I have jewels? I need to get jewels like that. So, fine, okay.
Yeah, Lucy, get into the Camberwell Market.
Yeah. Camberwell Market, we'll get a few plastic bits for you.
Stunning.
she'll be really missed, and I'm really glad I got a chance to talk today while you guys are talking about it, because I haven't had a chance to see. Unfortunately, I missed the funeral, which was really annoying, because I really wanted to come, but I was just caught. I thought, well, Vivian will probably understand, because she was always in the middle of the thick of the drama of putting on a show, and that's what I always loved about her too, that nothing ever ruffled her. You know, if anything was wrong, she'd always accept it, and she was great for that. So
nothing annoyed Vivian, and Vivian always had a great sense of humour. I remember Vivian went to a funeral last year, or a couple of years ago actually, and everyone thought she was so emotional that she went home, but she actually wanted to go and have a spray tan and get her nails done. So Vivian was fine. She had a great sense of humour.
A true showgirl.
Yeah, she was a true showgirl.
That's right.
Yeah, it was stunning.
Yeah, so that's it.
Kevin Atwood, thanks so much for sharing your time.
Heaven, okay, Kevin.
Thank you, Kevin.
Bye.
Bye, Kevin.
Kevin Atwood there from the Exchange Hotel. A message in from Sue Ridge. Tell Pussy she has a beautiful race... A face, sorry, for radio.
Both my kidneys work.
Yes. All right, now let's quickly go to the lines. Because
thanks
we've
for
got,
getting back to my email last night, Sue.
We've got a phone call in from, well, he's the Pyjama King, and he joins us on the line. It's Peter Alexander. Thank you, and welcome to Joy 94.9.
Hello, ladies.
Hello, Peter.
Hi, Peter.
What are you wearing?
Silk pyjamas.
You know, always in pyjamas, me and Hugh Hefner. The main reason I'm calling, obviously we'll discuss Vivian, but my friends just called me and said, Tabitha said I was fat.
Well, in comparison to what you were years ago when you tried to pick up my friend upstairs at Three Faces, you put on a little bit.
I've just went through excessive liposuction and I look like Mary Kate Olsen.
Well, we saw you on 60 Minutes the other week.
Yeah, that was before.
Oh, okay.
I'm thin now.
All right, well,
actually,
all right.
Now, we saw you walking through the car park at Coles the other day when we were having lunch.
That's right, we screamed at
and
you.
And that was after the interview, Peter.
And actually, he looked like a size 6, didn't he?
Anyway, enough
in Samoa. About
are you in the new catalogue or not?
Yes, but enough about me. Let's talk about Vivian.
Well, you know the new Vivian before, of course, myself or Pussy knew Vivian, because she always spoke fondly of you guys. So do you want to tell us a little bit about that?
Sure. I actually was friendly with Vivian when she was Daryl.
Razzle Dazzle?
Yeah, and she was the ultimate, he was then the ultimate blitz kid. I mean, he just used to be at Inflation, dancing like no one else. And I used to stare at him and go, my God, that guy is just so groovy, and I was like this nerdy Jewish boy, and he was dressed to the nines, and he blitzed his way through that dance floor, and he had a little apartment in South Yarra, or Turak, I think it was, and I visited it, and I remember thinking, God, it was always very dark, it was all a bit odd, and then he did the track. I thought he was quite cute and had a bit of a crush on him.
Anytime you had any invitations into the bathroom, no?
No.
Hey, Peter. Was the apartment in Canterbury Road, Turak?
Yes, that's exactly...
I lived in her apartment.
Oh, you're joking.
The last apartment I lived in, we worked out it was her apartment.
So it went from being full of costumes to full of food.
Yes, exactly.
Sorry, go on, Peter.
Another thing, so Daryl and I both used to work at Inflation, and I remember this one customer was really giving him a hard time, and in those days, we used to have the free wine, and it was really cheap barrels. Like, we used to get it in these huge, big barrels, and the one night he pissed in the barrel. It was hilarious. And he always had just a wicked, twisted sense of humour. When he transformed into Vivian, I sort of more saw him on, like, just out on the town and sort of professionally, obviously. And I just thought, the last time I saw her was at Priscilla, and they, you know, when they call people up on stage to do sort of group audience participation.
At Priscilla's the club?
Yeah, no, Priscilla, the musical.
Stage show.
I never saw it.
At the Regent Theatre.
Stunning.
And he went up, she went up there, and she just looked, you know, from the distance, she looked a million bucks, and I was sitting there with my friend Tony and just saying, oh my God, look at Vivian go. She's just looked so amazing, and we're just like so proud and everything, and it was just such a shock when we heard about it. I just, oh, it's just awful. Just then, you know, I suppose he would want the party to go on and life to go on, but it was just so tragic.
She was just stunning and loved, and had a sense of humour for every occasion, like we've said before, so she would just be like laughing and keep going. And
absolutely, you never saw her miserable. I don't know what she was like privately, but
she couldn't, because it was all the Botox.
But I know what you mean, though. Some of the girls sit at the bar drunk and whinging and complaining and turning, but you never see that from Vivian. You just see, like, a beautiful woman.
Absolutely. And, like, you know, some of the... I suppose it's some of the drag persona is to be that sort of bitter and angry and all that. And
Can you name them for us?
I won't name names. But those sort of drags, you think that they're acting like they don't want to be on stage when we all know you love it. And he... I'm getting very confused with genders here.
Have a look downstairs. Were you a he or a she?
She. Oh, whatever. She was always loving it and looked so comfortable. And I don't know, it's a great, great, great loss for Melbourne, I reckon.
Yeah, every day she woke up ready to go on stage.
Every day she sort of was in drag. I don't think she could really get out of it.
No, but that's what she wanted. One day she asked me if I could come to the city with her, and I said, oh, why, girl? And she said, I just want you to come into the city with me. So we went to the city, and I said, what's wrong? She goes, well, everyone keeps staring at me. I said, well, Vivian, you've got your bazookas out. You've got, like, a tiny dress on. Your tits are out, and you've got a little cardigan on. She said, well, I didn't get them to cover them over. I said, well, that's why everyone's staring at you. They're not staring at you for any other reason. Then she was fine from after that.
Yeah, no, it was a really sad loss, but I'm glad you guys are talking about her and recognising her and all that, so...
Oh, well, thank you, darling. You better get back to your singer-sewing machine.
My singer-sewing machine and sleeping my way around town and...
Pussy wants an...
Do you make a two-way stretch polyester shift for bed?
Okay, cheers.
Bye.
Thank you very much, Peter Alexander, for joining us here on Joy. Joy, everywhere in the world. Listen online, joy.org.au. Joy 94.9, Paul Anthony, Pussy Willow, and Tabitha Turlington, who have actually turned into better hosts now. You've got them holding the microphones in your hand.
Well, we're used to holding... I mean, I'm sorry for anybody if we've burst your eardrums, but they were making us sit in front of this thing with a microphone in it, and I said to Pussy, we can't do this.
Paul kept saying, keep your microphone a fist away from your mouth. Now, a fist, Tabitha.
A fist, and I haven't been fisted for years, so I was thinking to myself, can I just pick it up? Because when I see something long with a knob on the end, I want to pick it up.
You look a lot more natural now.
And now I'm feeling more feminine. I'm feeling girlier. I'm feeling a little less unspringable now that I've seen what's around.
Now, just to let you know, some of the messages that have come through, so we'll get through to them, and then we'll get to our next caller on the phone. Vivian was a fantastic performer with amazing stage presence. I have a photo with Viv on my wall when she was in Les Girls. I always enjoyed watching her on stage. She'll be missed, and that's from Sean. And another message in from D. Fed Dazzler.
That's D.D. Dollar Dazzler, isn't it?
Is it D.D. Dollar Dazzler? Says, sort it out, Gnells. What does Gnell mean?
Oh, sort it out, Gnells. Vivian used to say Gnell. I think Gnell comes from Pidgin English. Hanau, hana, you know Gnell. Donate spreading, my name, and it's not chinning. I think from Pidgin English. I think the islanders and the Chinese used it, but Vivian used it all, and it sort of just became Vivian's word. She was like, ha ha, Gnell. No, it's okay, Gnell. So it's all Gnell. So everyone sort of in Melbourne. Probably in Australia.
Because everybody's actually got a word. You've got your, how are you? Which you actually saw from Kerry Lagore. Paris has got her, fasten your seatbelts, you're in for a bumpy ride.
Which you stole from What About Eve.
Why do you have to do that?
Because you said it about me, so I'm stealing, you're stealing.
Okay, well, there's no need to take other people down.
And you stole my cake. So that's where Gnell comes from. So, right. And I think everyone, every time you hear Gnell, you think of Vivian.
Millie's got Ua.
Always be grateful to Miss St. James for unlocking the diamond secrets of Bangkok together. So I'm not really sure what that means.
Well, that's nice. Obviously, Vivian's told them where they can go and buy jewels from in Bangkok.
It would have been the stall with the smaller jewels, though, so that she could go to the one with the bigger stall.
It would have been the shittier version.
All right. Waiting on the line is someone that knows Vivian St. James very well. She joins us. Welcome to Joy 94.9, Barbara Quicksand.
Hello, Melbourne.
Hello, Barbara.
Hi, Barbarella.
Barbara, good morning, how are you?
Yes, I'm feeling foggy-headed. We've just woken up. It's a showgirl's breakfast hour.
How's your day?
Oh, good, good. Look, it was great to hear Peter talk about inflation days.
That was stunning, because as I said, Barbara, I don't know any of this, and of course you knew Vivian a lot longer than I have. There are so many stories that I don't know. I mean, Vivian has mentioned things, but you'd know better detail, so that's why I thought it would be brilliant if we could speak to you.
Well, it was funny. We started working with Viv back in 87 when Candy and Levi and I... Candy and Levi set up a gay night there.
Yeah.
And then I said, I do a great Barbra Streisand.
You do a great Barbra Streisand.
So I did my audition anyway. Daryl, of course, used to work on the door and in the cloak check and everything. But I remember that we were called the Trans Sisters back then.
Yep.
And we decided to go on our first big tour. And we took Daryl, and because Daryl used to hang around all those Geelong kids.
Troy West, yep.
Yep, and Simon.
Miss Chrissy.
And so Mary Lou, remember?
Mary Lou, how could you forget Mary Lou?
Applejack.
And so we decided to take Simon and Daryl as our dressers. Well, we couldn't get in front of the mirror. It was they spent more time in front of the mirror. It was absolutely hysterical. But we had some fun times. And, of course, you know, Daryl worked on the cloak at Cadillac for years with Gavin.
Yep, Gavin Brown.
And so, you know, so much a part of the club scene, even before being a performer, you know, knew it inside out.
Yeah, she knew everything, and she was never judgmental, and she was always nice, and she never slagged anything off. Do you know what I mean? She always spoke fondly of all the old days. She never goes, oh, that was da-da-da-da. Like she, even though she was just, you know, in the cloakroom, she loved being part of that as well.
Yeah, and look, so approachable, and I suppose it's too hard for old dogs to learn new tricks, but, you know, some of those girls on there, on their ivory pedestals could take a leaf out of their book.
Exactly.
Out of her book. And, you know, she was so approachable. She was, you know, she was a really great diva. But she didn't act it, you know. She was so approachable.
She would take photos with the guys. It was never the wrong time. She'd always have a word with them. She'd sit at the back, have a smoke with them.
Exactly. Because Candy and I started working with her very regularly from 94 on with the dynamic duo. And I remember some of our funniest moments when, you know, New Year's Eve, before it was such a big hoo-ha, we were all, you know, we took back to, like, just hiding out in the dressing room because Viv would always have a packet of chips.
Yeah, she always had barbecue chips. She loved them.
Between shows, she'd always be running to that chip machine.
Yeah.
So she grabbed a packet of chips and we all hid out in the dressing room out at the, you know, the old showroom at the Exchange.
Yep.
And while all these drunk lunatics were wishing each other happy New Year, slobbering over each other, she went, "Happy New Year, Gunnell." You know, it was all very civilised and very low-key, because let's face it, when Candy's not on stage, she's a bit quiet, retiring.
Yeah.
And so we were all just kind of hiding out the back, and it was really quite fun. It was like a cubby house.
Barbarella, do you know, you were actually, the first time I saw Vivian on stage was when I was a young homosexual man and a fledgling crossdresser.
Yeah.
And I always just remember at Three Faces, you and Candy would come out and you'd always introduce yourselves and say what guests you had on. And Vivian was always introduced as a very high-profile transsexual. And she did Orange Coloured Sky, as performed by Natalie Cole. First number I ever saw was with you girls, so...
Oh!
Yes.
She used to do also This Will Be...
This will be an everlasting
And I always used to love her to want... I would have loved her to bring that number back. I think she retired that song.
She did it, I think. I was just torture her and make her do songs when she came on, like the ones that you liked. She'd always do one that you wanted in the first show and then what she actually wanted to do in the second show. She was good like that. And a lot of other girls won't do that.
Yeah. It was funny you mentioning about, you know, everyone staring at her in town when she went in town.
Yeah.
Because what was hysterical is that, of course, you know, my dresser driver bodyguard, we used to pick Viv up for... We used to do a lot of corporate functions together.
Yeah.
You know, with Millie and Candy and some of the other girls. And I'll never forget... You know, we'd be dropping off in the car and then we'd be driving off and the cars would literally slow down and some would be braking. You know,
they have to have a look.
And you'd hear the brakes screeching. Like, I'd be visiting a friend on Chapel Street at a shop and Vivian walked past and the cars would be slowing down and again, you'd hear the screeching.
They would literally go sideways looking at her.
Yes. And it was hysterical. One time we dropped Viv off from one of these corporate gigs, a rehearsal. Anyway, Viv got out of her apartment and we were just about to drive off and then we heard this dreadful screech of brakes.
Yeah.
And Missy turned around to me one day and said, "She's going to cause an accident one day."
Well, Chapel Street, any time Vivian was walking down Chapel Street, she'd have her black sunglasses on, she'd have the long hair, she'd
bubble
have a bag,
fringe.
And the guys would just go sideways. They just couldn't help themselves.
I mean, they'd literally walk into lampposts.
Yeah, she was like, oh my God, she was stunning. Yeah. She was in Picture Magazine, actually, and People Magazine too. And
really?
I remember the people at my work, where I was working in a moccasin factory in Springvale, they were all going like, "Oh my God, check out the girl. They just couldn't believe it.
Yeah, she was pretty amazing, really, you know, for Melbourne, it was like, oh my God, you know. I kept thinking, Viv, you've got to go to New York, you know, but it was great to have her here.
You're absolutely right. She was totally unique to Melbourne. There are other girls who tried to emulate her, and they just pale by comparison.
They fall, or they say, "I want to be like Vivian." I'm like, no one can be like Vivian. She put everything into it. She put everything into the hair and the jewellery and the makeup and the number, and it all went into it. Unless you want to dedicate almost your whole life to it, don't say those sorts of statements.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's Viv's legacy, though, is that, like, for me, it's like, I'll never forget once, you know, the club politics, the clash of personalities, you know, it really gets you down sometimes, It's like any workplace, you know, it has its ups and downs. And I was a bit down, and Viv said, "Look, come over, we'll watch some tranny DVDs, of all the pageants and that." I'm probably hoping that I'd get inspired and everything, and, you know, we'll have some dinner and that. And we were talking about it, and I said, "You know, Viv, I feel like giving it up. I just, you know, it's got me down, all this crap that you've got to put up with." And she said, "Gunnell, that's what you do." And it was such a simple and quite profound statement, because I thought, oh, my God, you know.
She's right.
She was so, what's the word? You know, she was just so straightforward about it. And I saw when I looked at her.
Matter of fact.
That's how she felt about her. It's just what we do, you know. And, I mean, Viv's life probably would have been as short if she'd done anything else. But how wonderful that she did what she did.
And she did what she wanted to do.
Exactly. You know, because that's an awful thing. You know, if your number's up, your number's up. But that's how Viv saw her life. This is what I do. And so...
Yeah, she lived the dream.
She committed herself 100% to it.
Barbara Crooksand, thank you so much for joining us here on Joy and sharing your time with Vivian.
It's a pleasure. Thanks, girls.
Thank you, Barbara.
For less than 20 cents a day, you get a whole year of great radio. Become a Joy member now. joy.org.au.
Paul Anthony and Tabitha Turlington and Pussy Willow doing a Vivian St. James tribute. Dale says, hi girls, thanks for turning something so sad into a celebration of life. Keep it up. One in from Miss Bunny, who says, I still have my lucky little black stretch hooker dress that Viv gave me when I was first started drag. Still brings her luck. Hi guys, I just turned on Joy. I think it's awesome
what
you guys are doing today. My question to the girls is, what will you miss most about Viv, and how will you remember Vivian as she may be gone but definitely not forgotten? Sending her love and support to the family and close friends from Miss Unique. So what would be?
Well, I know Vivian was a performer and she was a star and she was glamorous and she was beautiful, but I'll just miss her being my friend. That's what I'll miss mainly. Everything else, I mean, she was this, she was that, and she was everything else. She was funny, but she was my friend. So that's what I will miss.
Mine's almost exactly the same. And mine was last year, Tabitha, Vivian and I would have dinner every Monday night, or Tuesday night, was it? At my place. And we'd watch DVDs or videos. But Vivian brought over a specific DVD called Transtasia. And it's about a beauty pageant for transsexuals in the States. One scene, there was a beautiful black tranny and was sitting with her family in Alabama, the big, you know, the big fat black aunt. And it was just so funny. And the three of us sitting there laughing and laughing and laughing and rewinding and watching it and laughing and laughing. That actually sticks in my mind more than anything.
Yeah, that's of course what we'll miss mostly, Unique.
Was the friendship.
Yeah.
If you'd like to also send us a message, 0427-JOY-949, give us a call, 9699-2949.
You know when you say that 0427-9...
I don't understand what that means. Is that like the international area code?
Joy for 949?
Well, the joy is on the number pad, so it's 569.
So why don't you just say the number, not the letters? Because the letters confuses people.
Like when you had to vote for Big Brother, I went to vote for Dino.
For the name, so you should actually vote for the name, not the numbers.
And I had to ring up Caress, and I said to her, I don't know how to vote for Dino, because they say vote 100-something Dino.
So all Joy are doing by doing that is confusing the poor people, I think.
Well, I don't understand. I'm a little bit crazy. I'm very pretty. Yes. Put your skirt on. We're on webcam.
Someone else that's got a bit of a shrieking voice. Cherry Wright, welcome to Joy 94.9.
Hello, yes, hello.
Is that you, Cherry?
Hello, where am I?
Cherry Ripe, is that you?
Am I on air?
Yes, Cherry Ripe, it's Tabitha here. What are you doing?
I'm in the rest home. I'm still in there. I won't be allowed out till 9 o'clock tonight. Where am I?
Cherry Ripe, you're on Joy Melbourne.
Oh,
it's a gay radio station.
Oh, right. Am I gay?
It's gay, lesbian, transsexual, bisexual, transgender.
Oh, who am I speaking to?
My name's Tabitha Turlington.
Hello, Tabitha.
And
how
I'm Pussy
you,
Willow.
Darling?
And I'm Pussy
good,
Willow.
How are you?
Hello, Pussy Galore. How are
Willow.
You?
Willow. Oh, you bitch.
What do you want me for?
How are you? We just wanted to give you one. The show today is actually about Vivian St. James.
Oh, no. That was the saddest day of my life.
And we just want you to talk a little about Vivian, because I know you were quite close with Vivian.
Yes, I was very close to my dearest sister for well over 20 years, just on 20 years. She used to come down to Lay Girls and watch us all down there, and when she was a young lady, just starting out, seems like yesterday.
Yeah.
She was a beautiful young lady, dreaming of being a Lay Girl, and unfortunately... the whole dream didn't eventuate.
Well, she got to be a Lay Girl eventually, because she worked with... She didn't get your Lay Girls, but she got to work with Deborah's Lay Girls.
That's right, and she idolised Deborah.
Yeah, she loved Deborah.
Yeah, she was a living legend of Melbourne. No one will... There'll never be another Vivian.
No one can hold a candle to her, no.
No one, no matter how hard they try.
Cherry, can I say, during the whole time that Vivian was in hospital, it was very sad, but Vivian had maintained such a fabulous sense of humour about the whole thing. And I have to say, the first time I actually wept during the whole time was when I was in there the evening that you came in.
I know, it was very sad.
And I ran into you in the hallway, and when we went in and saw Vivian, and we were feeding Viv, and I said to Viv, when you've had enough of seeing Cherry, just squeeze my hand. And we'll know it's time to go.
Are we sure?
Well, her little hand stretched out to my trotter, and she squeezed it till it turned blue.
She wanted you to go, not me.
But when I went out into the hallway to go and put stuff away, I looked back and I saw you sitting in the room holding her hand, and it absolutely broke my heart. That was the first time I actually cried.
Well, she used to ring you every year on your birthday, Cherry Ripe.
Tabitha, she never forgot, I have to say that.
Because she always used to ring me after you, she'd always ring you first.
Oh, isn't that lovely? We're both on the 4th of May. We're both Taurians, Tabitha.
May the 4th be with you. Same day as Audrey Hepburn.
Cherry, she rang you first to get it over with.
All right, Cherry Ripe, thank you very much for talking to us about Vivian.
I know, I'll never forget her. I've still got her pair of leopard skin shoes that she used to wear at the Strava.
Oh, no.
I'm keeping them. I want to be buried in them.
All right, Joy, thank you very much. You can put your teeth back in now, love, and go and have your afternoon tea.
I keep thinking of you, Tab and Pussy.
Thank love you, Joy. Thanks, bye.
Cherry, bye. Oh, Cherry Ripe there. She's a bit of a card, isn't she?
She's very funny. She's good value.
Our sponsors keep Joy on air. Check them out at joy.org.au.
Joy 94.9, Paul Anthony, Tabitha Turlington, and Pussy Willow, who did tribute for Vivian St. James.
Just a pussy willow.
Now, message in from Tuan. Oh, dear, if there's ever a time to be unemployed with retrenchment, it's got to be this time of the year. Beautiful down at the beach. Cheers, boys, girls, and Tabby.
Oh, well, thank you, Tuan. And you actually sent us a lovely picture of the water, but could you send us a picture of what you're wearing at the beach, please, darling? I would love to see that. Maybe a little bit of armpit hair. I like a little bit of an armpit. And maybe what you're wearing would be very lovely. Maybe and rubbing on some massage oil onto someone.
Or if you've got a photo of some gravy dripping you down your face, I'll be quite happy to look at that.
Our next lady, known Vivian for quite a while, she joins us on the phone. It is Kerry Legore. Thank you so much.
And hello, girls and boys.
Hello, Kerry.
Hi, Kerry Legore.
How are you, girls?
Oh, we're very well. How are you?
Lovely. You've got Cherry Ripe out of bed early.
I know. She just had her breakfast at the home.
Pureed chops.
An apple. Through a straw.
Kerry, I've been told to call you the godmother of drag. Is that true?
Well, I've been called many things, but I suppose I'll settle for godmother.
Yeah, you are the godmother of drag.
Close to mafia, isn't it?
Very close to mafia.
Very underbelly.
Yes.
Pussy's very big and underbelly.
I'm effectively the Carl Williams of the drag world.
Well, actually, Vivian knew one of the
Morans.
I don't know whether we can say that.
I think it was the more attractive one, from what I know. That's all I know.
It was the very attractive one.
That's all I know.
Yeah.
So what can you tell us about Vivian?
Well, Vivian was, as Kevin Atwood said, a true professional. No carry-on with Vivian, and always perfection plus. I used to walk into the dressing room and say, "Good evening, ugly, how are you?" And then look in the mirror and think, "Oh, and I've got the nerve to go up there." She's sitting next to me.
Looking a million.
And we did a show together at the Greyhound. I think that was 2003. And as it turns out, the song that we finished the show with each week was from Golden Girls, Thank You for Being a Friend.
Yeah.
And I really think that sums up Viv and I. We were friends, you know, real sisters. And I used to call her, no one ever knew, I used to call her Viviana. Yeah. Because I thought Vivian was too plain for her. So she'd know it was me when I phoned her and say, "Good morning, Viviana."
Yeah, she would love it.
And no, she was. It's a very big loss to all of us, really. And yeah, I'm still sort of getting over it. I think it'll hit me more when I go to the Greyhound and walk into the dressing room.
Yeah, and she's not there.
That she's not there. At the moment, I keep thinking she still is there.
Yeah, you can still see an image in your head of Vivian, and I don't think it's hit me yet. I was just still sort of, I don't know.
I actually, Kerry, went into the Greyhound on the Saturday following the funeral, and they did a little tribute. It was the Saturday before. And they did a little tribute to Vivian in the show, and it was her favourite number to do, and they actually kept her spot free on stage.
Oh, lovely.
And it was very, very sad. Yeah. And one of the dancers in the show, Craig Fook, who was her partner in it, it was heartbreaking to see him weeping on stage.
Yeah.
But as you said, to go into the dressing room after the show and not have her there, it's bizarre.
So. Yeah, well, it is. It is. And it's very, very sad because she was just too young and she had a lot of life to live. And unfortunately, she led life to the fullest. She packed into 44 years a lot of things.
Yeah, she lived three lives over by comparison to most people
absolutely.
In the suburbs.
But no, it's very sad, and I'm glad that you're doing that on Joy for Viv. Because she'd love all that.
She'd love it. Yeah.
She would have, can I say, Vivian St. James would have loved every ounce of attention that she has received in the last few weeks.
Definitely.
And, I mean, the work Alan Mabry and staff in Paris have done for Vivian, she would just be over the moon about how well it's gone over and how much people have wanted to know about her, and Vivian would have loved that. So that's great. All right, well, thanks, Kerry. That's lovely to talk to you.
What's your next track?
This is one that I love, and it's a very saucy number Vivian used to do. I think her bottom shake first came out in this, because she loved this American performer called Lady Kateria, because, of course, she was obsessed with the Miss USA pageants.
That's right.
And Lady Kateria used to do this bum shake, and Vivian started doing the bum shake, of course, and that was from Coffee. The song's called Coffee. So here we go. Thanks, Kerry.
Hi, Kerry.
Have a good day.
Love you.
Joy 94.9, Paul Anthony, Pussy Willow and Tabitha Turlington. What did we just hear? Coffee.
You had Coffee, and that was, of course, the bum shake and that beautiful purple dress and the stunning material and the little beads around it. Can you actually introduce myself then, Pussy? I think Pussy always comes nice, sounding nice to coming after me.
Can I actually say, just in reference to the bum shake, Vivian also did a spectacular, when she did Die Another Day. She did
the boob jiggle.
Yeah, the boob jiggle, which was individually dancing breasts.
Well, I think she got that off Dolores DeLago. She did it first years ago, but then Vivian was loved, and then Vivian was able to do the breast dung, which had people like absolutely loving it. And I think when Vivian came on, I think Kevin Atwood at the Exchange did a thing, a Taboo DVD, and I think that's on that. I think that whole thing's
on that. You're right. It actually is.
So the Madonna thing, and I think
Taboo was a good show.
Taboo was a great show. Well, we digress. But Vivian actually started off at the Greyhound, I think about 10 years ago, and I think a lot of shows have come and gone. I think, but Vivian sort of stayed there. So I think she started off with Amanda Munro, Jessica James. They were the show bags. I think it was Bunny. And then from that, they went on to another show.
After that came
the classics.
Effectively the classics.
Which was Paris.
Which is still going strong.
Paris, Rita, Laura.
It was originally Paris, Laura and Vivian.
Yes.
And then Rita joined, and now they've got a cast of 5,000,000.
But Vivian's been the constant at the Greyhound. She was, you know, she's the jewel in the crown of the Greyhound.
Every time Paris introduced Vivian on stage, she would introduce her as the jewel in the crown of the Greyhound Hotel.
And of course that, and she, all, you know, great friendships stemmed
from that. And then she also had the fabulous Vivian St. James Bar, which was next to the stage, spelt incorrectly. It was spelt with an A-N.
But I think they're going to revamp that. And the Greyhound did look after Vivian even while she wasn't well. So that's a big shout out. Thanks to the Greyhound.
It has to be noted that the Greyhound went above and beyond the call of duty whilst Vivian was in hospital, and would just
unprecedented. No other club I think's ever done it.
It's spectacular.
You are currently on Joy 94.9. Paul Anthony, Tabitha Turlington.
Oh, sorry, is this your show?
And Pussy Willow.
Yeah, Paul, you've been useless. You're dead wood.
Pull your head in.
We're doing a tribute for Vivian St. James. Our next caller on the line is, Regime joining us here. Welcome to Joy.
Hi, everybody.
It's going to be a hot summer, a hot, hot summer. How are you, gorgeous boy? Are you a gorgeous boy at the moment or a gorgeous
girl?
Hold
the microphone a fist away, Tab.
Are you a gorgeous boy at the pool? What are you doing?
I am coming to you live from Pranpool, AKA.
Oh, you actually make me sick, Regime. It's disgusting.
Strange.
Are you wearing speedos or shorts?
I'm in a bit of a red bikini speedo.
Very lovely.
Bikini.
Has there been much shower action down there today?
No, it's very, very quiet.
That kicks off at 2.
Which is ideal, actually, for my requirements.
For our talk today. Yeah, do you have any memories of Vivian or a story, a funny story?
who doesn't have memories of Vivian? You know, I came to Melbourne about 7 years ago from Adelaide, and when I met Vivian, you know, she was unlike anyone I had ever laid my eyes upon before. You know, she was this kind of fantastical, magical creature that
I
was
can
so
show you
and
a world.
She's just, you know, over the years, she's inspired me a lot by, you know, with her presence, and has really inspired me in my drag and my performance. You know, she was really walking perfection, and there was nobody else like her. And she'll share
with you too.
Sorry?
She shares too. I remember coming over to your house with Vivian, and she'll always help you out and, you know, teach you or help you out with something. And not all girls do that.
No, that's right. You know, she would often help out with a wig or some jewellery. Or an old pair of shoes.
Yeah,
or
she mentioned you still had some earrings of hers.
She was super generous, as were yourself, Tabby.
Oh, thanks.
made you strive to be better at what you did.
Reg.
And she respected what she did too. Like, that's why I think she did it so well.
Regime.
She loved what she did.
Can I just get a word in between you two, love fest? Regime. Can I just say,
I'm bring up the washing machine.
I am going to bring up the washing machine. How many stinking times did you use my washing machine? And I don't get a. I'm going
to
swear.
Hey, I had to pay for that washing machine.
We're talking about
my block of flats.
We're talking Vivian's old block of flats.
That was actually Vivian's block of flats.
It was, and we're talking about Vivian. Thank you, pussy.
Oh, sorry.
No. Yeah. No. You know, she was. Not only did she share other things like that, but, you know, there was many a time, and I'm sure many people could relate, you know, she'd come around to your house with a sack full of VHS cassettes of the Miss Continental
pageants. Yeah.
I'm not sure if you guys have mentioned this already today, but good times.
Yeah, thanks, Reg. Thanks very much. Enjoy the Param, Paul. I hope you get lucky. Are you single at the moment?
Don't forget to vote for Regime on So You Think You Can Dance. She's coming in nice close. Oh, sorry.
And now, is there a man in your life? What's the update quickly?
No, it's carefree, fancy free.
Free, fancy. Well, she's down the Pram Pool for all of you at home. You want to go and masturbate over her? She would love it.
And Porter Street after 6.
Regime now.
Thank you, gorgeous.
Oh, bye,
love
Regime.
You.
Thanks, Regime. Oh. A couple of messages in. Loco, Christine Minx.
Loco, I used to live with Loco. And of course, Vivian loved Loco performing on stage. And Loco's a very good cook. And Loco's... It's almost as, not crazy, but like camp with Vivian. Like Vivian, Loco loves making videotapes of like TV shows and drag and stuff. And Vivian had a love for that as well. So they got along really, really well. And Vivian loved watching Loco on stage.
Why is she out of breath, Tab?
Because he's been dancing.
He was dancing in the break. That's right. So
and Vivian loved to eat. Loco loved to eat. And Loco loved to cook. So that was a very good plus for Vivian, because Vivian loved not to cook and to eat. And Loco liked to do both. So that was very good. So thank you, Loco. Good on you, Joe. Thanks for doing that. Very lovely. Thanks for your SMS.
Shall we read it out?
Okay. I have so many...
No, not you.
Oh, Paul.
He didn't.
I have so many fond memories of Viv Gunnell. Are you? Was it Vivian Gunnell or you?
Paul, maybe you shouldn't read it. You're useless.
Maybe I
should. Go, Tab.
No, you're already...
No, read the tab.
I have so many fond memories of Viv Gunnell, you St. James. She was interviewed by Gay Rag in Melbourne, which I think was Focus magazine, and she was asked, which Lee Kluger and Ella Mabry did, and she was asked who her favourite drag queens were. She answered, Loco Minx and Deborah Legay, the one and only Deborah Legay. Well, I feel so honoured to be acknowledged. She will never be forgotten and never a place. It was a privilege to cook for her and to know her. Rest in peace, Gunnell, and that's from Loco.
And what's the PS? Stop it at Tabitha or you? What's that mean?
That's just her being camp.
Oh, okay.
And you can go to Loco's MySpace page or Facebook page, and you can learn more about Loco, because she's very, very good with all the... She actually was new wigs on the block, which was Sky Brooks, Loco Minx, Sian Tate and Michelle Tozer. So they're all that sort of fantastic, crazy energy going on there.
Cool. Message in. Hey, Paul, loving the show. Hi to Tabby and Pussy. You girls are as camp as ever. Thanks for this tribute to Gunnell. So many memories. She was such an inspiration to everyone. I want to thank Viv for always being herself and being my friend. I miss seeing her perform. Miss her pasties.
Pasties.
Which is what you glue on your boobs. When you haven't got your top on, they glue on pasties on the nipples.
Okay. Having said that, I miss her pasties.
Pussy's hungry now.
And that's from Jolene.
Joy 94.9. The only radio station in the country that's out and proud.
Joy 94.9, Paul Anthony, Tabitha.
I'm out and proud, I'm from Joy Moment, and I'm out and proud. We're all joyful and out and proud. We are the number 97 point, I don't know, out and proud, we're out and proud. We're all so out and proud, so give me joy, give me joy, give me joy, 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 and give me joy, joy to the world, because we're out and proud and we're loving like that. Thank you, Paul. Joy!
You are on Joy 94.9. A message in from Miss Unique again. Sitting here on my kitchen bench, chilling out with a glass of wine and some cheese. Cheers, guys, to Vivian. Just wondering what will happen to Vivian's amazing costumes and wigs now. Well, joining us on the line is Adrian Wise, who made all of Vivian's costumes.
And one of her dearest and best friends, actually.
Welcome, Adrian.
Your best friend.
Thank you. How you all going, guys?
Hi, Adrian.
Hi, Adrian.
Hi, love.
Lovely to have you in here this afternoon into Joy. Now, you've got so many memories of Vivian because Vivian loved you so much and you were her dearest and best friend. You were also, creatively, you were like...
She was your muse.
Yeah, you were just like perfect together.
A little bit like that. But she knew. She always knew what she wanted. I was just there to see it happen for her.
Oh, Julene!
Oh, I know.
You got a story or do you want to tell? I mean, I know you may have made costumes for many other people and they've actually seen costumes on Vivian. So from that, you know, she's been, you know, an inspiration. Also, do you want to talk about your friendship? Because, I mean, I know you two are very, very close. Or
yeah, well, you know,
what are you going to miss about her?
22, 23 years ago on the door of a place called Subterranean, and then, of course, all the other gay bars and all the rest of it. And I thought, this person's kind of amazing. I need to know this person.
Yep.
Call her selfish, if you will, but I wanted to be her friend. And, you know, I started making frocks for her, and that's how our friendship developed. And
yep.
You know, watching the transformation from Vivian that I knew then to the Vivian we all know now was just amazing.
Yeah.
And I think back to some of the old frocks I used to make of it, you know, that'd be simple little cocktail frocks. And then, again, gradually, the evolvement of Viv and what she wanted, they turned into these ridiculously lavish...
Works of art.
Beautiful gowns, and
yeah.
They were spectacles upon themselves. So, you know, it was just incredible to be actually a part of her world and very privileged to, you know, have shared that with her. And of course, that's one thing, but, you know, our friendship was just amazing. She was always there for me and, you know, she really did mean the world to me.
Yeah, and I think you did to her as well.
Oh, I know.
That's lovely knowing that.
I actually think she always took a great deal of comfort knowing that you were always looking out for her.
Oh, well, we always looked out for each other, but, you know, being an ex-drag queen myself, I lived vicariously through Vivian. Anything I thought would be fabulous, you go, oh, Gunella, yes, I'd love to do that.
Yeah. She...
Oh, you know, you loved that dress, and if you've got a hand-me-down, she'd take it off my hand. She loved it.
Yeah, she would love it.
She loved the hand-me-down as much as she loved me cooking her dinner, as you were talking before. She loved her food.
She loved her food.
Adrian, what will happen to Vivian's costumes and wigs and so forth?
Well, be rest assured, there will be no Vivian St. James Garage sale. I've already discussed that with one or two other people. we really don't know at this stage. There's a lot of thoughts about what we could do and what we might do, but nothing's been set in concrete yet, obviously, because it's all just still so fresh in our minds what's happened. So, you know, there may be something coming up, but...
As long as they're looked after, I don't think she'd mind.
She'd be horrified if there was a garage sale to see.
No, if they were looked after, she wouldn't mind. Like, if you were to have them, or they went to the Melbourne Theatre Company, or Channel 9, there's someone that would respect them and use them properly. She would love that. But she would never just lend out a dress with fear that someone would ruin it.
Oh, no, and she was very protective of her.
I remembered someone slashed one of her dresses one night.
Oh, I know, it happened.
Three faces.
In the back room, the dressing room.
Who was it?
No, we're not saying.
Or some out-of-town bitch.
I know who it was.
I swear.
Hey.
We could have Adrian sort of like a display or like a cabinet somewhere. And
oh, you need more than a cabinet.
Jeff Shed.
You need a cabinet. Oh, my goodness. You'll need a big space.
A venue wall.
All her stuff. The amount of stuff that she had is just mind-boggling.
You'd need a pyramid.
She actually...
Jewelry and wigs.
She didn't have jewelry. She had buckets of jewelry.
And she had to actually build up. In her apartment, she had to build a loft because her spare room... She didn't have enough in her spare room.
She had a whole drawer just of gloves, or just of stockings, or just of a glove, a whole drawer dedicated to that. That's how dedicated she was to it.
Like the attic loft that she built is just, even, you know, she had it in a small little room downstairs, even now upstairs when she's got the space, it's still jam-packed.
It's still, overflowing with stuff, because that's how dedicated she was. And she would share and give things to people if they wanted them, too. Like, if someone said, oh, I need a pair of those, oh, here, Gunella, you know, she'd always have
she'd always help out, you know, she'd always lend her stuff to people.
Yeah, or do a hairdo or something.
I'm so sure that they'd be looked after, and she maybe, but, you know, she was a Gunella, and, you know, she looked out for the sisters.
Exactly. Well, thank you for talking to us today, Adrian.
That's all right, pleasure. I thought I'd do my little bit for Viv.
And thank you for letting us play some of the music that you've cut for her over the years. I know we're probably playing a lot of it, and I know you helped her out with that, and she was very appreciative of that.
Yeah, no, that's great to hear it all again.
And Adrian, I'm still waiting for my bedazzled panties.
I don't think they make panties that big.
Yes.
Took from you that night. Nah.
Thanks, darling.
Thanks, Adrian.
Bye.
Bye.
Our next track is called...
I'll pussy you better set because I'll say it wrong.
What? What am I...
I'm a woman.
It's, no, it's... I'm a woman.
Oh, I'm a woman.
I'm a woman. It's I apostrophe M.
Well,
I'm...
if you didn't have the CD cover, so closely near your
face. Okay, well, there, put it in front of your face. It's I'm a woman. I apostrophe M.
I know I'm a woman. Why are you telling me this? I know I'm a woman.
You make me sick.
Well, we've got to be loving that track. Joy 94.9, Tabitha Turlington and Pussy Willow. Look, 2 hours has gone very quick.
It has just flown by. And you've got to imagine with I'm a Woman that there would have been, of course, beautiful striptease happening and a red feather boa whooshing around.
A couple of pasties on her tits.
A couple of pasties on her breasts. And it was a very, very sexy number. And that was the thing with Vivian. Vivian could do like a modern Beyonce Knowles song, or she could do something completely old school and old fashioned, or like Zip. And it was just so sexy, and she just had the crowd in the palm of her hands, you know, begging for more. And I think that's not everyone can do that. It's very hard. But Vivian always pulled it off, you know, to capacity.
Yeah, she set a benchmark for what is good in performing in what we do.
And that's why I always have to sit now on the bench.
And that's why I...
You could be the pie girl, the apple girl, the orange lady.
A message in from a very well-known man and a very good friend of Vivian's. It's Alan Mayberry, who says, best radio he's heard in ages. God, if only we had done this live at the funeral. As you said, Viv would just adore it.
Oh, God love you, Alan. And everything that Alan's done for Vivian really has just been truly remarkable. And
absolutely.
She would just love him for that. So thank you, Alan, from Vivian.
Two people that have to absolutely get very, very heavy credit for everything that's happened over the last few weeks are Alan Mayberry and Paris. Just above and beyond the call of duty, and literally just amazing. So
yeah, so that's all we'll say, but thank you from Viv.
Now, you guys, any just last words that you'd like to say?
No, I just want everyone to remember Vivian, you know, how she always was. You know, remember her as your friend, or remember her as that beautiful person you saw on stage, or remember as that untouchable, almost like screen goddess you'd see, or remember the jewels, remember the fun, remember the laughing. Just
don't be sad. Be happy that you are.
Vivian had a sense of humour for everything. It's a sense
literally
of humour for sickness, for happy times, for good times, for bad times, for death. So just have happy memories. That's what you'd want, and keep going strong, and do what you do and do what you love doing, because that's what she did her whole life. And she never didn't be what she wanted to be because she was scared. She always just went straight forward and did it. So that's a testament to a good person, isn't it?
If anybody ever had a problem with Vivian, it was their problem, not hers. She stood her ground, and she, as I said, was a benchmark for how to behave professionally, how to perform professionally. And yeah, it's a sadness, but it's a happiness.
But it's
also
a happiness, because we got to have her in our life. So that's what we've got to be grateful for. Now, I think Sky Brooks did an amazing job for the funeral of like a video montage of Vivian. And I think, Paul, you're going to read out some details.
Just type in Sky Brooks into search, or Vivian St. James. There'll be so many Vivian St. James things on there now.
YouTube.
If you can find the ones that Sky Brooks did.
And Sky did a brilliant job in the short amount of time that she had.
It was spectacular.
So hats off to you, Miss Brooks, if you're listening.
And one more little thank you also that Paris mentioned to me, and that was, if anybody is listening from the Alfred Hospital that helped Vivian, thank you so much, because you were so, so lovely. And it was a testament to Vivian and her friends that on the night that Vivian passed away, the nurses said how upset they were that we had lost Vivian, and that she was one of the best patients they'd had in a long time, and that they loved all her friends. And
particularly she loved the night crew stuff, because she thought they were a little bit more alternative. So Vivian really loved it when they came on.
So everybody
knew they had the crazy hairdos and everything. So she loved it.
It was good fun. It was fun in there, actually.
Thank you to Regine, Barbara Quicksand, Kevin Atwood, Cherry Wright, Kerry Legore, Adrian Wise, Peter Alexander. And also, thank you, Pussy Willow, for your time for coming in.
Thank you
and
very much,
And also,
Paul.
Thank you to Tabitha.
Thank you very much for having us and letting us share with you some of our memories of our good friend. And we hope for those who knew her or didn't know her, you've got some insight to her fabulous life.
Not a problem.
It's good afternoon for me.
And it's good afternoon from her.
On Joy 94.9.
Tab, you said you'll take me to 3RW.
Joy 94.9. Totally bent on your listening pleasure.
This has been another Joy 94.9 podcast. Joy 94.9 is a gay and lesbian volunteer-based community radio station committed to providing a voice for the diverse GLBTI communities. You can support our work by becoming a member or making a donation. For details, go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.